You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today my special guest is Scott Rawcliffe. And Scott has a pretty interesting story. He lives in Australia by way of Canada, so it's already interesting. But beyond that, he basically transitioned from, you know, kind of working in the fitness industry as a trainer, as a coach. He was going around doing a lot of speaking, a lot of presenting, and kind of ended out transitioning into a full-time social media consultant, or I guess predominantly even more of a Facebook consultant for fitness business owners, and really filled a much-needed void in helping fitness professionals or fitness entrepreneurs generate more business, grow their business through social media. So it's a pretty interesting and I think pretty well thought out plan to build your ideal business. So I thought Scott would be a wonderful guest to share his journey and some lessons that might be helpful to you. So welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. And yeah, it's been a pretty weird and wacky the last five or so years.
So give the listeners a little bit of your backstory, and then, you know, we'll work up to where you are today. But, you know, how did you get started in the industry?
So I got started in the industry, went to, you know, university. So studied exercise science, played football at college, and then just kind of always, that's what I wanted to do. Started working with some of the athletes there. So I kind of took a backwards route. So the first group of people I ever worked with was the women's ice hockey team at our school. And, you know, I come from Canada. So one of the girls there had made the Olympic team. So of course we won gold at the Olympics. So in my first group of people I ever worked with, I had an Olympic gold medalist. And then I would joke around, it just kind of went downhill from there. So kind of, you know, started working in the industry, went and worked on cruise ships for a couple of years, then moved to Australia and continued to work in the industry. Background, I was like a huge trainer geek. Like I have all the silly textbooks and stuff like that. Like, you know, at one point I was like using a pinwheel to check people's dermatomes that ran up to the, you know, different segments of their spine to make sure they didn't have any, you know, spinal issues. So I went kind of really far on that side. Started speaking because I knew that, you know, I had something to share, and I knew I, you know, that felt like it was part of what I should be doing with my life, and started speaking. But living in Australia, it's a little further trip to get over to North America, where, you know, there's a lot more happening and, you know, much bigger population. So to make an impact, that's where I thought, you know, I had to go. So started speaking and started looking at Facebook marketing because I'm like, man, probably need to look at this. This is like, you know, everyone seems to have this figured out and I don't. I need more people to find out about me. So started, you know, did what any smart person would do, hired a coach, started taking some courses, and then had a lot of other speakers that I met, you know, along the way saying like, hey, can you help me with my Facebook? Like you kind of, you know, you got this figured out. So I was helping those people and they were, you know, were saying, you know, you should teach other, you know, fit pros about this. And I'm like, nah, I'm like, I don't want to be the Facebook guy. I'm like, I'm a trainer geek. That's what I want to do. So I acted like a child for about good 12 to 18 months and kept saying like, no, I don't want to be the Facebook guy. And then finally I just realized, cause kind of you hit your why. And it was like, it's always bugged me since I first started. Like I hate seeing, you know, just those mediocre trainers, like, you know, that are, you know, having a coffee or on their phone or like looking the other way while they're training their clients. And then you see like, you know, people that are going to all the conferences and upskilling and trying to do their best, and you know, they just struggle because they're not great marketers. But, you know, these mediocre trainers that figured out marketing, you know, were doing fine. So that's something that always bugged me. And that's kind of like, it finally hit me. I'm like, you idiot, you can help, you know, those trainers with their business through showing them and teaching them how to, you know, do Facebook marketing. So pretty much when that kind of happened, that tipping point, and I just went, you know what, I'm all in on this. Cause you know, I know that I'm supposed to be helping trainers. I thought it was, you know, trying to show them how to, you know, make better programs and, you know, check for retroversion in the hip, but it was actually, you know, it's helping them with their marketing, especially their social media and Facebook marketing.
So, you know, what I found to be really kind of rare with all this is, you know, I see a lot of people kind of dabble in becoming the Facebook ads expert on the side, or, you know, consulting on funnel creation on the side, but you went all in on this, right? Like, so your journey was full on. It went from, hey, I'm going to kind of moonlight doing this and help some people on the side doing this, to, you know, now you've hired help, you've got a full-fledged business. And frankly, that's why I've kind of gravitated towards referring people to you is, you know, I know how quickly Facebook changes. I know how involved it is for somebody to be really good at this. And I've always kind of been skeptical of people spending an hour a day and getting proficient at it. How does that journey feel to you to, you know, step away from being a coach who was so passionate about the science of it and the methodology of it to doing this now?
It was weird. It was kind of hard for me. Like, even, you know, like 9 months ago, I was even at IDEA and I had like a session on core and glute training, because you apply for these things so far in advance. And it was funny because at that time I was kind of pretty much new in my head. I'm like, these are kind of the last talks I'm giving on exercise. Like, geez, how do I feel about this? Usually, you know, whenever I get those thoughts, it's kind of, I have a conversation with a client that kind of, you know, reminds me of myself a little bit, I guess. It's just like, they love the training and they're just struggling with the marketing. And it's just, you know, it's kind of a reminder of like where I was at that point. It's just like, all right, cool. Like, I'm helping. Like, I'm sure you've heard the whole like BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal. So my BHAG is like, I want to like make all the terrible trainers out there that are kind of just doing, you know, training just because it's an easy gig, make them all have to like go find another job, because, you know, that people finally realize the difference between a good and a bad trainer based on helping those great trainers get their market out there. So, I mean, that's my big, hairy, audacious goal. Whether or not I achieve it, I don't know if I will, but I mean, that's kind of like my massive goal that I'm kind of, you know, trying to push out there. So it was kind of hard, but, you know, once I kind of went all in and, you know, I get those reminders, I think it's always a timely reminder that makes me be like, you know what, I am doing what I love to do. And it's funny, like you're saying how some people kind of do it as like a little side job or side hustle. So we still have our fitness business, and I still on average probably do maybe 3 to 5 sessions a week, because I still like that. I still love connecting with our clients and, you know, kind of doing the classes and stuff like that. So my side little hustle is I still kind of go and do some classes, because I just, it keeps me connected and keeps me, you know, connected with how people are feeling and what they're talking about and stuff like that. And I feel like it helps on the other side of things with, you know, the Facebook marketing, that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm kind of, I guess, the opposite of a lot of people that are, you know, doing the Facebook on the side. I do a couple of training sessions on the side.
Yeah, no, and I think that anything from an entrepreneurial standpoint, or maybe anything beyond, like, only one thing can be priority one. And, you know, from my standpoint, it's probably tough to go out there and coach somebody and lead somebody and say, look, I'm going to get you the best possible return on investment for the money you put in, if it's just something you're kind of doing on the side. So, but that's such a big step, because it's not an area a lot of people are passionate about in the fitness industry, right? Like, I mean, people don't get into the fitness industry because they want to advertise fitness. So it's just a different kind of world that we kind of function in. It's just different altogether, because, you know, somebody gets into, like, somebody wants to open a McDonald's, it's not because they are all about grilling hamburgers. They got into it with some sort of entrepreneurial goal in mind. But the people that get into fitness are very passionate about helping people, about serving people, about making a difference, in most cases, at least the good ones are. And so to transition from that to this is a pretty interesting journey. So with that being said, I mean, what's your business look like today?
I'm going to kind of back up one sec, because like you saying that, like, that's a big jump for me. It's funny. It was just like, I just had that moment and I'm like, okay, this is, because I feel like, and I felt like this for a number of years, that, you know, I'm meant to do something for the industry. So it's just that thing where it's like, all right, cool. It's obviously this and not that. But in my head, I'm like, it's still the same passionate person that wants to help more people. It was just helping my fellow fit pros. So it's funny, because it just, when you say it, I'm like, yeah, that does sound like a big jump. But it was just kind of natural, because it was that thing where I'm like, I'm here to help people. I'm here to to, you know, to serve on a different level. So it just kind of made sense. But how does my business kind of look today? Well, just like we were talking about just before we got on the call, I spent a lot of time on my computer, more than kind of I expect. I started tracking my time this year, and I was surprised at kind of how much I spend there. So it's kind of a combination of, you know, working with clients, client calls, and then a lot of stuff is on the back end with me and my staff, is we're just, you know, creating probably more the strategy more than anything. Like, we create their landing pages and their ads and test stuff and do retargeting and all the stuff that most people are like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to have to look at that. But a lot of it's just the strategy behind kind of what we're doing. And that's why we stay with fitness, because it's the people I want to serve. Like, sounds awful, but I really couldn't care if I got an accountant, five more people, because I don't think it makes a huge difference in the world, where I think what we do makes a massive difference. So that's why we stay there. And it's just figuring out, you know, how can we get that strategy to bring people in the door and not just, you know, just bombard them with offers, and how can we position people in a better way? Like Facebook videos, in my opinion, like, that's 2017, but that's what commercials are now. Like, you can use that so cheaply to make commercials, to get people to, you know, like, and trust you, and really brand your authority. So a lot of the stuff we do is just trying to figure out the strategy behind what we're doing, and not just, you know, running an ad for a 21-day program for 2 weeks and then saying, all right, well, do you just let me know when you want to try to get some more clients and we'll run it again? It's kind of having that plan. But a lot of time is just, you know, behind the computer, and then, you know, on client calls, and then always try to set aside a couple hours. It's always at least minimum 2 hours a week just for kind of self-development or business development. So there's always some kind of course that I'm, you know, kind of trying to work my way through, just to expand what I know in that marketing area, because it's a whole other industry. So I'm making sure that I'm continuing doing that sort of stuff. But yeah, I've kind of, you know, basically become a computer geek, I guess.
So let's go ahead and shift something. And this isn't necessarily the approach that I typically take on these podcasts, but it's pretty similar. Rather than just say, hey, what advice would you have for a fitness business owner, you know, in their journey to build their ideal business, I might instead ask you, what advice or what kind of strategies or tips would you have for fitness entrepreneurs who are interested in improving their marketing as a path to building their ideal business, you know, specific to Facebook, since that's the area that you focus on most?
I think the biggest one, and probably the most misunderstood component of that, is your offer. Your offer is the most important thing. And because there's a lot more people in our industry moving to Facebook and advertising there, you have to have a strong offer. Like, 18 months ago, you could have the world's worst offer that just clicks to an ugly looking page where they just put in their name and email or fill out a form, and that's it. You'd get 20, 50, 60 leads on there. But there's a lot more competition now, a lot more people doing it, and it really comes down to your offer. So until you find an offer that's actually working, not only bringing people into your gym or actually, you know, bringing leads into your email software or whatever you're using, but also converting them. So, I mean, if you brought in 20 people and only one signed up, then, you know, there's something wrong with your offer. And I think it's just people are just underestimating the power of that. If there's seven gyms all running a 21-day rapid fat loss program and they're all advertising on Facebook, there's really nothing to kind of differentiate you. And if, you know, if you're saying, well, I'm not getting any leads from that, well, it's because your offer, it's just, you're the same. You're just doing the same stuff everyone else is. So really trying to figure out, like, what offer is really going to get someone to come in the door. And, you know, sometimes that takes a while. And I know you talk about playing the long game, and that's what people have to understand. They got to come into, you know, when they're doing paid media marketing, is understand it's a long game that you're going to win at, and being able to, being okay with the fact that maybe your first offer you put out there doesn't do so well. Maybe the second one doesn't do so well, but, you know, take it as a learning experience and kind of tweak it. I think that's probably the most misunderstood or kind of the biggest mistake people are making, is just, you know, throwing out the same offer as everyone else. If it doesn't work, being like, well, Facebook doesn't work for my business. That's probably kind of the real big, kind of one big tip I'd give them. The other big tip is make sure that you're giving as much as you're asking. So I use the analogy of relationships, because within fitness, that's what we're selling. We're selling a relationship. Someone has to, you know, put up with us for 3 weeks, 3 months, 12 months, 3 years. And you're not going to just kind of spend all that time with someone if you don't really kind of know anything about them. And I think the fact that we have, you know, computer screens now, we don't get to see the way someone looks on the other end. So if you think about the normal way you build a relationship, is you wouldn't just walk up to a girl in a bar and be like, hey, how you doing? My name's Scott. So I live around the corner. Should we go go back there now, now that you know me. It just, you know, it's not going to work. Or same thing if I just met someone, be like, hey, no way. You're like, you live in Louisville? I'm going to be there next week, Pat. I'm like, you don't mind if I crash your house for 3 weeks, right? I mean, we know each other, so maybe you'd let me do that. But if you didn't, it's like there's no context there. So thinking about how do you build a normal relationship? And that's what you want to do on Facebook is actually put up stuff that actually builds that up. You know, content, use videos, you know, blog posts. But the easiest way is just to use videos. Create videos of, hey, my name's Scott from Rivera Health, and today I want to share with you my three favorite ab exercises. Okay, the first one is, or sharing video testimonials so that people have a chance to get to know you. Because I think that most people in kind of the Western world have had a bad experience with a gym or a trainer before. So, you know, we kind of have an uphill battle to show them that, you know what, we're different than maybe that other gym or that other trainer. But a lot of people aren't kind of leveraging the fact that, you know, you can get videos or content in front of people really cheaply to differentiate yourself between the gym that only ever says, hey, buy my stuff, right? So those are probably the two big ones. It's like, you know, figure out your offer. Don't be afraid to try something new. And basically look at if an offer doesn't work, that's just feedback for you to make it better. And then, you know, think about relationships, right? How would you build a normal relationship? And then try to do that on Facebook. Provide content. Give them stuff for free. All that sort of stuff that, you know, you would normally go through before, you know, you ask someone to marry you or to live together, that sort of thing. Hope that kind of makes sense.
Oh, it does perfectly. I actually had a coaching call with a member of the Ideal Business Academy earlier today, and we were talking about him using Facebook, both advertising and doing Facebook Live video. And I said, above all else, show up every day, be running ads every day, show up and do video as often as you can. I said, because most people in our industry will be very sporadic. Most people will, they may run some ads whenever they're going to do their next challenge, or they may run ads, you know, in a hit or miss fashion. And then as soon as it doesn't go well, they just shut it down, or they may do video, you know, for a few days and then stop. I said, but think about if you're out there showing up 350 days a year and your competition is showing up 100 days a year, not only will you have 3.5 times the exposure and 3.5 more opportunities to get in front of your target audience, but you're also going to have 3.5 times the experiences to improve what you're doing. So you don't expect to just get 350% better outcomes. You expect to probably get 500, 700, even 1,000% better outcomes, because that whole kind of compound effect, you're going to keep getting feedback. You're going to keep tweaking things, improving things. You're going to see which videos people responded to most favorably, and you're going to do more of that. You're going to see which offers people responded to most favorably. You'll do more of that. And so it just keeps improving. So I think that what you just said, yeah, maybe it is playing the long game, but it's also simple entrepreneurial psychology, right? Nobody goes into business to be in business for 3 months. They're going into business to build something meaningful, something that's really going to be significant. So, you know, market accordingly.
And I even, like, I say this sometimes, it depends on how broad someone's shoulders are, but, you know, I'm like, take your own advice. If a client comes in and says, look at Scott, I've been training, I've been following your diet for the last 7 days, and you know what? I haven't lost 23 pounds yet. What the hell's going on? What's wrong with this program? It's kind of like that. If you're going to say, look, it's going to take time. Like, you can't expect ridiculous results in such a short period of time. If that's your answer, which I hope it is, then you got to listen to yourself, listen to your own advice and say, like, don't say, hey, I spent $100 on Facebook. Why didn't I make 10 grand? It's kind of the same thing.
Well, I think that's great. And, you know, again, that's probably why I've gravitated to your approach when it's come to marketing. So with that, I mean, do you have any other tips or any more advice that you'd share with the entrepreneurs listening in that can help them towards building the business that they want, can help them towards more effective marketing? I mean, you've shared a lot thus far. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
We were just talking about video. I would go all in on video. Recently, and I don't know how many months ago, the VP of Facebook said that by 2020, they expect 90% of the content on Facebook to be video. So if you're not good at it, start practicing and get good at it so that, you know, when everything shifts there, you're comfortable and you're not kind of behind the eight ball. But I would just, you know, do more videos, you know, just share that content. Because you brought up like Facebook Live, is just try it a couple of times and kind of like feel comfortable behind it. You can actually make it just broadcast if you're doing it from your personal profile, just to you. So you get comfortable, because here's a couple of mistakes I see all the time is like people like have their face right up by their camera to like, and they're pressing buttons and they're kind of like, oh, hey, it's on. Okay. Like make sure you understand how to actually turn on the live stream first and then kind of get into the content straight away. I know a lot of people, I see them, they're like, hey, it's Scott here. You know, today we're going to talk about XYZ. We're just going to wait here for people to come on. So I'm just going to talk a little bit. So everyone that's on is just leaving. They're like, they don't have time for that. So if you're doing those live streams, get straight into it. And you know what? People will come on. They'll come on and they miss the first bit. You know, so be it. But you're losing all those people at the start, or all the replay people, because like you don't want to listen to 30 seconds of someone just buying time or a minute of buying time to get to the content. So I would get straight into the content and just, you know, let people know to comment on that. I mean, the real value of Facebook Live is that interaction. So, you know, start off and say, hey, if you have any questions, put them in the comments section. If you're watching the replay, put your comments in here. I'm going to come back and check. That way you're, you know, it's going to help with your organic reach, but it's also going to just help with that back and forth, because that's a real value of the Facebook Live. If you're not really going to be, you know, getting people to ask questions or interact with you, then you're kind of, you're missing a huge opportunity there. So that, I mean, for me, it's really just start doing videos. Like that's the one thing I just keep telling everybody is like, let's start doing videos. Even if you just start filming them yourself and just get comfortable staring at a camera, everything's shifting that way. And it's just so cheap and you can reach so many people with a simple, you know, 2-minute video. So that, I mean, that's probably my moving forward, like just guys jump all over it.
All right. Very cool. So if somebody wants to find out more about you, what you're doing, connect with you about your services, or just kind of learn more about what you do and how you made your transition, where would they find you?
Well, they can find me on my site. Once it gets back up, we're just revamping it a little bit, scottrockliffe.com, or just reach out to me on Facebook. Just shoot me a message. Kind of makes sense if I do Facebook. I'll probably be on there. I spend a few hours a day on Facebook. So just reach out. You know, I'm more than happy to talk to people. I'm probably very similar to Pat in that way. It's just, you know, have a conversation and just, you know, I'm not a hard salesperson or anything like that. It's just about, you know, can I help you? And, you know, whether it's taking everything over for you, coaching you on it, or just giving you some feedback. You know, like I said at the start, I kind of moved this way because, you know, I feel like I can help the industry a lot more if I'm doing this sort of stuff. So don't be shy. Reach out.
Awesome. Well, you know, the web address will be in the show notes, and then we'll have a link to your Facebook page as well, so people can find you there. And, you know, again, thank you for coming on and sharing some of your journey and some of your expertise that I know will be a lot of help to the people listening in. So everybody, thanks again for listening in to this episode of The Ideal Business Show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.